Welcome to the Kimchi Curd Podcast.
I feel like
we haven't done that intro in a long time, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my name is Pascal Hausberger. This is my co-host, Ali Hasnan.
Yeah, and you always took forever to say your name. You always left me waiting, left me hanging.
This is my co-host.
Keep calm and drink coffee. That's on your mug. I thought you only drink tea.
Yeah, but my roommate bought it. And nice. I didn't say to him, hey, can you please go return it and get ones that say tea instead of coffee?
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Anyway, so we're this week we wanted to plan out some topics, right?
Sure. Did you? I didn't.
Didn't I send you something?
No.
I was like, oh, I've been thinking about certain things.
No. Lately. But I do have certain things to talk about. So.
Oh, nice.
Yay! Science? Like, let's start with this. The other day, I had breakfast with the legend Tarek after our workout. So. He then gave me my birthday presents. I know it wasn't my birthday a few weeks ago, but he finally gave me the presents. He said it took a while because he had ordered them and etc. etc. And he was on vacation then. He was in Albania. Anyway, so yeah, man, he was super generous. He brought me three books. Super generous. Yeah, I feel bad because I also bought him three books, which was a trilogy, Robert Harris's Cicero trilogy, which is amazing. And then he felt compelled to buy me three books too, but it wasn't like a competition or anything. But yeah,
Who won though?
So thank you. So he bought me.
What books did he get you? Oh,
so
right, you.
He bought me three. Yeah, he bought me three books for my birthday, which is awesome. Like. Freaking books are the best. As you can see in my background, like, there are a bunch of books. I have a bunch of books lying on my table right now and on that red chair as well. So books are my favorite thing in the world. I love book shopping or book owning. I even write them down in a spreadsheet, like how much I spent for them when I bought all that stuff. I analyze all
that's
that
awesome
stuff.
Man,
yeah, I think so too, because it's so I love it. Anyway, so. And then going on book hunting, like finding used books that are cheap, man. And then when you find, that's the best thing. Yeah. So
dude,
anyways.
You need to go to India. There's all these tiny, really cool bookstores where you've got exactly that going on.
Oh, man.
Because I feel like they're less and less, at least here in Vienna. So that's just.
Books,
you
mean?
No, bookstore. Like those tiny little, those tiny, like old school bookstores?
Yeah.
Like. They're I always see them and then like a month later they're gone,
it's
like they're
it's
all
tough.
Just disappearing anyway. Yeah. So you're
especially in India it would be in English, so that would be great because I prefer books in English, so
for sure, man.
Yeah, so anyways,
you don't like Hindi books or what?
So two books are the newest books of my favorite authors. So one is this Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell. Freaking love Malcolm Gladwell. I read his
okay
books.
Can I just insert random comments while you're
sure.
Introducing him?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure you're glad you bought that book or you got it as a present. All right, let's continue. I'll do the running commentary. Yeah,
all right, let's do that. Talking to Strangers. So have you read any of his other books, Malcolm Gladwell?
I don't think so.
Okay, just for people to know, he's a Canadian writer, amazing. He wrote books like The Tipping Point, which is amazing. He wrote Outliers, where he outlines the 10,000-hour rule, which was adopted by society. It seems like
everyone's interesting.
Talking about it. Yeah, Blink, which I haven't read yet, but I have it. Something, David versus Goliath, which I partly read only. What the Dog Saw, I think it's called. I read that. A bunch of short stories. Anyways, he writes really well. Super cool. I'm really excited about this because he has some spy stories as well. And he talks about how we perceive people wrongly. So we believe we know and trust a person immediately, but it's often not the case. So even the CIA people have difficulties because obviously they're double spies inside the organizations and never, find that out. And they're supposed to be the experts in body language and deception, but even they have difficulty. So he talks about that. The other book is I forgot. I think he's actually even of Pakistani descent, but I'm not really sure right now. Anyways, I read one of his books. It's called Not Nice, and I freaking loved it. It's amazing. It's about not being too nice anymore. It's really, really good. And then he has a follow-up book, which would... Yeah, anyways. So his name is Dr. Aziz Ghazipura. Amazing. I freaking love his writing. He has several good books. Not Nice, which is... I freaking love that. He has another one, I think, The Art of Self-Confidence. That's pretty good. He has also one again about social anxiety, which I haven't read. But this is his newest book. And the subtitle is, so on my own side, and then the subtag is Transform Self-Criticism and Doubt into Permanent Self-Worth and Confidence.
That's amazing.
It is, because I was telling Tarek, because he asked me, oh, what book would you like to have? And I told him, I would like to have this. And only this. This would have been enough, but he was so generous. Anyways, so I wanted this because I realized, and you told me this, I kept criticizing myself. And just earlier, I was talking, right before the call, I was talking about something. You said, man, don't be so harsh on yourself. You are always your worst critic, and which is true. So I want to tone down that voice and turn that into a positive voice and encouraging voice.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. And man, Not Nice is such a good book. I know you're not nice anyway, so you don't need it. But for people who are nice, it's awesome. He's really good.
I wrote the book Not Nice, dude.
he writes in Not Nice. He writes super cool stuff like you know, the opposite of
be
not
like is, Ali.
The opposite of nice is not mean.
Mean.
It means being powerful. So he talks about that side, because you're. It doesn't mean you're mean. You're just being direct and saying your own opinion, which can.
So either you're nice, or you're powerful.
This is what he defines as nice. He says nice is not being kind, but nice being you're doing something just to appease someone or not to cause any conflict, but you don't actually want it to do it. That's his definition of nice, and absolutely I agree. That's definitely what I did. So often I wouldn't say anything just not to offend someone. I wouldn't say no just because, you know, although I feel like it, I feel like, oh, but then that person won't like me anymore. All that stuff. So instead of doing that, just say no or just say your opinion. And that's being powerful to yourself and you're respecting yourself. And he talks about that. It's so cool, man. So I'm really excited about this book and this book. And then, as a joke primarily, but he brought me this book, the legend.
Kama Sutra Workout.
Yes.
Workout, play harder, over 300 sexual positions.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's like workout.
Okay, before you continue with the book, mm-hmm. How many of those positions do you think Arnie has tried in his lifetime?
Dude, I'm sure he has.
There's
done
only
so
one
many,
right
man.
Answer, by the way.
Which is?
All 300. All of them.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Dude, honestly, like, you do five positions or even not even five and you're good to go. Know what
not
I mean?
When you're Arnold,
and
man.
Arnold, I guess Arnold. You think he ever did it in the gym? Yeah,
dude,
for sure
Arnold is always like looking for that pump. He's always going for that over rep. Where normal human beings go for five repetitions, he goes for 300. Man, I'm sure he did all 300 of
right.
The positions.
Yeah, maybe. What do you think is his favorite position? You think he did it in his governor's office? When he was governor?
Yo, 100%, man. Maria, it's my first day in office. Come visit me. Wear that nice thong I like. You know the one that, the one when we conceived Patrick, yeah?
Fucking legend.
Dude, check this out. So anyways, first of all, Tarek, the legend, good choice. You're a good guy. I mean, he's a real legend, man.
He is awesome.
Organized the surprise birthday party, and then these really cool books. He had showed me, I think, the Kama Sutra book when I slept at his place, you know, on your birthday.
Really? Oh, hey.
He showed me that book. He might have shown me the other ones, but I can't remember.
Yeah, he was waiting for some book, he said.
Yeah, but he clearly didn't have all of them when I was there. But he showed me the Kama Sutra one, and I was like, nice.
But it isn't really a Kama Sutra book. It's like a Kama Sutra book, but more emphasis on how it's working out your muscles. So it's a bit different. But some men are so impossible. I was like, what?
Some are impossible. Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those coffee table books.
Whatever
you call them, just to chill, right? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I wanted to run something by you.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine,
mm-hmm.
he gave me some feedback, right? On my comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was like, he feels like, I was just a really good, really cool guy. I really love his jokes. So he's a legend. You know, he also does this stuff. Like, he also comes up with new stuff. Like,
can you mention a name or not really?
Yeah, no, I am about to mention his name. I was rambling. I was thinking, should I mention his name? Is there any reason not to mention his name? But it's Nico Recht, you know, and he does a lot of, like, he'll use open mics to do new stuff, which I really admire, because that's what I'm trying to do now is really go 100% new, you know, most open mics. Anyway, so he gave me some feedback, and he said that he feels like my jokes are a bit like I stop telling them before I really try and develop them, right? So I stop telling them and then I move on to the next thing. And I think it makes sense, because what I do is that as soon as I get a laugh, I'm like, oh, there's my punchline. Now, time to write the joke.
Yeah.
And it's also very much based on like, oh, I have to do a 5-minute set, you know, a set in 5 minutes.
Right.
Rather than now I want to be more like, oh, I'm going to use these 5 minutes to develop a joke or two jokes or three jokes max, which I want to put into an overall program. Right. And so he was like, look, why don't you try and really develop some of these things? Like, you talk about German synchronization or you talk about Jesus. Why don't you really like delve into it, delve deeper and try and really find some extra stuff there, you know, instead of just moving on. So anyways, I just wanted to run that by you and ask for your feedback on that. The feedback on the feedback. And yeah.
Did he mention a specific joke?
Yeah, he did. He mentioned the one where I talk about how Arnold in German says "Sie sind gefeuert." So Arnold uses like an honorific in a German dub before he kills someone. And that's a joke that he's like being very respectful
right.
to the person form. He kills. Yeah. Exactly. He uses the polite form. So he mentioned that, you know, maybe you can go deeper into it and do more, you know, stuff about the dubbing instead of just moving on.
I think this is something that not only applies to you, but everyone. I think we have to really make sure that we squeeze out every single laugh out of a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes a while to get right to that material. But I think
what
you're already doing is you're trying an open mic. You're trying a premise and a punchline and seeing whether that hits. And then from then on, okay, you know, it works. And then you can add the tags. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
But
How's it going with you? Because at least from your Insta, which I love your Insta, because it's like a freaking, you use all those tactics that make people like salivate. You know what I'm saying? Because you cut everything off before, after you talk, whatever.
Right.
And it seems you have a lot of new stuff you're doing, right?
Mm,
no?
It's okay. I don't know. I'm not satisfied by the
marketing tactics
paint.
Because...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not satisfied by the amount of new stuff I have, or that the quality of new stuff I have, at least.
I don't know.
There's some jokes where I think it's amazing myself, but then it just doesn't get so many laughs.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I don't know. Yeah. But that joke, for example, that I really like and really want to develop well, I always feel like there's someone in the crowd who has this deep belly laugh. you know?
Uh-huh.
But only a couple of people, not everyone else. And the other person, people don't really laugh. So it's like this kind of polarizing joke, whereas my other ones are more flat. Most of the people are laughing.
Flat.
Yeah.
I used to have a friend in school.
Are you still recording?
And yeah. Okay. I used to have a friend in school, and he used to say, "This Coke is flat." You know what flat is?
No.
So you know when a Coke is flat? So you know how like stuff is sparkly? Like
yeah.
Soda and stuff. And when it stops being sparkly, it's flat.
It's flat. Oh,
and he
Jesus.
Would go, "This Coke is flat."
Oh, Jesus. Is he German? Austrian?
He's half German, half Indian. So check out this thing he used to do. This was the best. He used to go into McDonald's in Indonesia. Uh-huh. Keep in mind, yeah?
Yeah.
So like they don't speak English everywhere. In fact, most of the time they don't. He used to go into McDonald's and he used to go one Big Mac.
Plain?
And they would be like Apa? And he would be like one Big Mac. They were like,
what does that mean?
And you know, they're very polite, right? They won't like, they're not like in Austria where they'll scream at you if they don't, right. If you just repeat yourself. So they're like, you know, they were very shy and like, what the hell?
Well, yeah,
and
what
then he would be
mean?
Like, and then the third time he would be like, plain, no lettuce, no sauce, no, you know, so nothing except for the bun and the meat. And he would get two of those. Shit. Two Big Mac planes he would get. And you know, there were free ketchup dispensers.
Mm-hmm.
So he would open it up and pump ketchup into it and then have two Big Mac planes. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? Like, it's already
disgusting.
Nonsense and you're just making it even worse, you know? So that was the legend.
Is that legend. Wait, with cheese though or no cheese?
No, I think even the cheese you wouldn't have, or maybe the cheese you kept.
So basically, you just want the bun and the meat? That's
yeah,
it?
I think it was just the bun and the meat, to be honest. I think the lettuce, the sauce was gone, the onions, because there's little onion bits, I think. Anyways. Yeah. So
how
was
McDonald's? How was McDonald's in Indonesia back then? Was it as...
dude,
is
honestly...
Is it cheaper, actually? Yeah, it is, right?
Oh, it was definitely cheaper. It was more expensive than like the normal
food
you could get.
Yeah.
But it was definitely cheaper, and I remember it tasting really good, but I remember I would like 1 hour, like here when I have McDonald's, I get, you know, I have my motion or whatever,
uh-huh.
Like normally it just kind of feels a little weird, but and I don't eat McDonald's anyways anymore, so
yeah.
It's not an issue. But back in the day when I would eat McDonald's in Indonesia, it's like after 2 hours, you would start to feel a burn and you would have to go, you know, like, you know, there was so definitely the quality was a little different, but it tasted freaking amazing.
Mm.
But they didn't have chicken nuggets, which was my favorite, you know.
Why?
They just don't have it there. Okay. They have the Big Mac. They have basically everything except chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, every country also has their local stuff. So I know in Korea, there's, I think, a bulgogi burger or a kimchi burger.
Yeah, so they had no local stuff
when I was
there. They might now, but they didn't when I was there.
Okay. So just like, man, the best KFC, in my opinion, I haven't tried it in the US, so I can't say, but the best KFC, in my opinion, is in China. Because they have this thing called, I think it was a dragon twister or something.
Oh,
it was like this burrito wrap, but with... Peking duck style sauce, and oh my god, it's so good.
Dude, that sounds freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. But I think it's awesome that even these international chains kind of have local versions, you know. But it's insane that McDonald's
like
is more expensive.
Like the Maharaja burger.
Yeah, in India, do they have? I'm sure they have some local.
So
right?
In India,
because there's no beef, right?
Yeah, so there's no beef. Yeah. So basically, they have nothing. They have no hamburger. They have no Big Mac. They have what's called the Maharaja burger, which is like a chicken version of the Big Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like a bit of chili in it. And I was like, this is nasty, dude.
Oh, really? It sounds
good,
though.
It's nasty. Yeah, I was like, no, dude, I want my Big Mac. What the hell? Anyways, I don't eat that nonsense no more, so yeah. it's a non-issue. There's so much better food, especially in Indonesia and in India.
Yeah, in India, dude, like, there's so much. Oh, man.
Dude,
oh,
there's so much good food, dude. It's crazy.
I love to have Indian food right now, man. Damn.
Yeah, dude. We should go to that Das Deutsche restaurant.
Oh, yeah, where we went
to? This Indian restaurant.
Oh, dude, it looked so cheap on the outside. I can't believe
it. Bro, it was, but it was good, right? I thought it was fairly priced. Like, you buy two dishes, you share them. You know, it was about $20, I think, right? It wasn't...
less, dude, I think.
Less,
it was,
right?
Like a dish was, I think, butter chicken, which is my favorite. That cost, I think, 7-8 euros, which is amazing for that quality, too.
That's man, freaking A. It was so good. That was really good.
And the cocktails are super cheap, right? As they advertise, like 4 euros or something.
Yeah, $4.90 until 4.90, happy hour, or like $4.90 during happy hour, whatever. That's why we went there initially.
That street has great food, man. Oderberger Straße here in Germany, in Berlin, and it.
Oderberg.
Yeah, I don't. What does that mean?
It means or mountain.
Or Mountain Street.
It reminds me of Tom Orok, you know, best friend. Yeah. Because Orok calls himself Oderstein.
Why? Oh!
Or Rock.
Rock. Okay.
Which is really cool, right? It Oderstein sounds like a legit like last name.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Orok is a cool name too. I mean, he's cool. So Tom is... shout out to Tom.
I think... Is it the name that's cool?
I know what you mean. He's so cool that it translates. Yeah.
That it makes it. Yeah, I think it's both, though. I think it's both. It's like Tyler Durden. Sure. Like, Brad Pitt is really cool, but Tyler Durden is also a cool name. It's like a symbiotic relationship. It makes it cool.
It's just like some people fuck up names for you forever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, are there certain names you don't like because of a certain person?
I used to hate my name because of Aladdin. Yeah, because they used to make fun
Prince
of me.
Ali?
Yeah, they used to call me Prince Ali.
Dude, but then you're also Muhammad Ali. You're also the, you know...
No one called me Muhammad Ali.
There was
a girl called Yasmin, I think a grade above or something, and then I didn't even know her. I never saw her, never met her, and they were like, oh, are you going to like take her on your carpet and shit? This was like when we were 7, you know?
That was in VIS.
Yeah, it was really bad. There was a lot of bullying growing up.
Yeah, also with names. It's so... Oh, shit, that's why you became the bully. That's your defense.
I had to bully back. Otherwise, I would be the bully. Look, Pascal.
Vinny would be really proud of you now.
Let me teach you a lesson, Pascal. In this world, there's two people. The bullies and the bullied. Which one would you rather be? We should make a trailer, dude. The bully.
And you could do instructional videos, man, for kids in school. Teaching how to
instructional videos. How to bully people.
How to bully people or not get bullied.
How to bully effectively. We should start a business. I basically do instructional videos on how to bully. And then you can do like instructional videos on how to be kind, which is like phase two. After they realize that my way is like just leads to more hardship and pain.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, maybe, man, who knows? Maybe that
you know, one of those situations
good cop, bad cop, you know?
Yeah, where we promote the disease and then also cure the disease.
All right.
You know, like I'll promote the disease and then you cure the disease. We could do a proper, you know, make some money.
That's the thing. Like, are there any happy bullies? Probably not, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's hard to quantify things like that. I mean, there's this guy in the U.S. who bullied an entire town. And he seemed pretty happy until, of course, he got shot by someone in the town. This is like a great story, by the way.
Which story is that?
God, I wish I remembered his name. But it's this really amazing story of this guy who was really jacked up and he was tall. And he would get drunk. He married 7 times. Whoa. He beat all his wives. His last wife was, Jesus, I believe, like 14 years old or something. And he was just the worst. He was the town drunk, but he was like the original town drunk, and he would just beat people up, destroy things. He was just terrorizing the whole freaking town. And at some point, some guy just got sick of it, and in the middle of the day, walked up and shot the guy in the chest, and he died. Whoa. And then the police was like, yo, what's up? Like, the sheriff, this was like in 1890 or something. And the sheriff was like, dude, what's up? Like, who shot this guy? And not a single person in the town said anything. They just...
Really?
They said they didn't see it. They were like, we didn't see it. So they had to...
Oh, so they all hated the guy, and then
they all hated him. Everyone hated him, and he was the town bully, and he got shot. And
wait,
no
so
one...
you said why is he happy?
Well, he was. I believe he was happy up until he got shot.
I don't think so.
No indication that he wasn't.
Why would anyone bully other people if you're totally happy? You know.
Well, that's for sure. But while you're bullying, you're pretty happy.
Maybe. Oh, maybe, yeah.
Maybe when you're alone, you're not happy, but then maybe while you're bullying...
I mean, you will know. You bully. You're the expert in bullying, so...
Exactly. When the podcast is off, I'm not happy, but when I'm bullying you on the podcast, I'm freaking...
That's why you love hanging out with me, because I'm just an easy target, right?
Well, I bully a lot of people, dude. All right, you're not cool. Special.
I'm not special.
See how I bullied you? While explaining
I already know your answers. Dude, but this is a thing, like, I was talking about this yesterday. Often, people think happy people are naive or childish, automatically, you know? Yeah. Very often, it's the case, like, oh, man, that person is so happy. They just haven't experienced life yet. They don't know how difficult life is. But I think that's irrelevant. There are people who went through the worst things and are happy people. Disclaiming happiness, you know, putting it down as naive, just putting on the same level as saying, oh, that person's just naive. That's naive, actually.
Right? I think, man.
And
I don't know,
the other hand, people who are only depressed and only are sad, then they're super mature. That's kind of like the mindset people generally have.
But who says that?
I do think so. I mean, I talked to a friend yesterday, but generally, I definitely think... Very many people think that way. I think also many people think I'm, for example, just because I'm generally more happy, they think it's less mature, more childish.
But are you more happy? Would you say you're more happy than the average person?
Yeah.
Or do you show more happiness than the average person?
Oh, maybe.
Are you genuinely more happy than the average person?
Than the average person? Yes, for sure. I would say so. I wouldn't say I'm the happiest person, but... Yeah. And the happiness comes... I mean, I was also depressed for a long time. And then, you know... I think even happy people go through shit, right? So it's just about how to deal with it. And actually, that makes you happy too. Like, one of my proudest things in my life is how I overcame my depression. As corny as that might sound, for me, it was a huge achievement. Because I was so depressed. I felt like I'll never get out of it. And then I did. So, and also I didn't use, I mean, this, yeah. I mean, I'm just happy that I didn't, but no judgment to people who do. I was proud of myself that I got out of depression while not drinking or taking drugs. Because I knew that would, I mean, I would have gone addiction full on immediately, 100%. Because I was so depressed. But yeah, anyways. I think, yeah, don't you think? Like, people generally have this idea of people who are only smiling, who are happy. They look at them as if they're more childish and naive.
I don't know, man. It depends.
But you never know their story.
Well, it depends on the person. It depends on... Well, you're saying that people have this opinion, but I don't know if many people think about that, you know?
Right. I think it's just quick perception. Anyways...
But I definitely agree with is what you were saying before about this guy who wrote the book, where he said that our initial impression of people or just general impression is can be completely wrong. Even in the CIA, we have trouble figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, that to me makes... That Absolute to me, sense, I can right? definitely agree
yeah,
with.
All yeah, all these double spies, I mean, they're just among them and they have no idea.
So yeah, dude, let's slowly wrap it up. But I love double one spies thing, and I love triple any, spies.
Yeah, even man, better. Spy stories are the best.
And the quadruple spies are even better.
So, do you have any tips? Because this Sunday in a couple of days, I'm participating in a roast, and I've zero jokes written so far, and I don't know where to go, what to.
So I've done two roasts, and both the roasts I wrote all my jokes the day before, or also during the day, and one of them went really well. One of them went terrible. One thing I can definitely recommend is, so I did both the roasts in German. I watched almost all the German roast clips on YouTube that I could. I would definitely recommend that. Obviously not so that you can one-to-one copy jokes, but you get a little bit of
But
you get into that state, exactly, the mindset, and you get kind of into the thing. So I would definitely recommend that. Other than that, I would say give yourself time, but I didn't do that, so I can't really recommend that to you. Mm-hmm. But definitely watch roast clips.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely I would recommend that. Watch roast clips. You want to tell us the format?
I think it's just first you do like a 3-minute set, very, very short set, just so that the audience kind of knows who you are. And then in the second half, you roast each other, I think 5 jokes each, plus rebuttals.
How many?
You can also 5.
How many comedians?
Oh, well, I'm only roasting one guy, Richie. And then there are other people there. Yeah.
So they've paired up a bunch of people or what?
Yeah. So I know exactly who I'm facing. Exactly.
Richie will roast you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So let's see, man. We're good buds. We're both super friendly. So we generally don't like to roast, but we thought it's going to be a good exercise.
Yeah. I mean, there you already got a topic that you're both really friendly.
Right.
You know, so you already got a topic there. I mean, a great setup without a punchline is actually I only pretend to be friendly when I'm around Richie. No punchline. That's all I can give you.
Yeah.
I'm sure if there's a right punchline, you can figure it out.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, how about this? Richie, you're stupid.
Mic drop.
Dude, we're gonna put fire emojis on this.
All right, well, let's wrap it up, dude. That was a great episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Next week there will be some people who will DM us some questions.
Oh really?
I think so. Next week, yeah. Okay. I think so, because a friend wanted to send me but he forgot, so I'm sure he's gonna send it after. And so next week we'll have questions again. If you have any other questions, please DM us a video, please, so that we can insert it in the podcast as well and on YouTube. And follow us on Instagram at Ali Dahasnain and Pascal Hausberger. Yes, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube and other platforms as well. So you can always follow us there. And yes, we're going to be back next week, guys. Thank you so much.
Peace. Okay.
I thought it's frozen. I wasn't sure.
Did you think it was frozen?
Yeah, a bit.
I love it. I love doing that trick.